We've got our Baxter County Judge, Kevin Liddy, in the studio this morning, along with Sammy Raycraft, who's going to be conducting this interview this morning. Welcome, gentlemen, and a happy Wednesday morning to you. It might be cloudy, but you guys bring a ray of sunshine to all of us.
Kind of windy out there, isn't it, Judge?
It's a little windy. But,
did you fly in?
It's good to be here. We had quite a bit of wind at the house for a little bit early yesterday, even before the steady wind started, and it made me a little nervous. And
Have any reports of anything getting out on the roads?
You know, I had one call last night out on Mallard Point of a tree down. But that's the only call I've received. So,
well, hopefully that's the worst of it. Luckily, it'll be in about the 70s here in a day or so.
I told my wife this morning. I said I expected somebody to report a tornado this morning. The way that wind started last night.
But, boy, it was howling, wasn't it? Pretty standard meeting last night for the quorum court. One thing I would ask you, though, something that got talked about was the emergency ordinance for road protection. That sounds like a lot of words. Explain to me what's going on.
Exactly.
With that.
So I would have thought, still being new to this job, that we would have had an ordinance that was in line with that. So that was that was written by the AAC, which is Association of Arkansas Counties in Little Rock, and passed on to all of the 75 judges in Arkansas back last fall. And it was something I meant to bring home and to get on the agenda and passed before now. Kind of fell through the cracks, and it was brought up again through the Judges Association emails. And I thought, what did we do with that? But anyway,
Is it deal mainly with the encroachments and things like that on the easements?
It is, and to keep people from placing, and a prime example, from the time I received that to we passed it, up north of town we had a gentleman set about a 3-inch steel post right in the side of the road, and so that ordinance would have easily made it easy for us to deal with that, although it was anyway. I mean, he was gonna pull it, or we were, because it was a hazard to the public, you know. So an ordinance like that helps us be able to manage things like that could happen in the future.
So you haven't had any overlying issues with this? It was just more of a thing that had to happen, or have you had some issues come up with it?
No, we have not, but I'm sure the Association of Arkansas Counties has dealt with that. That's why, with a county in Arkansas somewhere, that's why they had written that.
Of course, requests can still be made to the Office for Special Situations.
Yes.
You guys review that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, if somebody needs to do something like dig a road up to bury a, you know, a line, recently I had a call to extend a leach field across the field from a house and had to go through a county road, we give them the okay to do them kind of things.
I think the key with all that is just communication.
Absolutely.
Staying in word with the Office. New 911 Advisory Board.
So we had the third reading last night on that, and we've created that advisory board. Still some work ahead of us on that, but that all came about from reaching out to the local entities in Baxter County that 911 provides a dispatch service for, to help us start funding the shortfall in revenue for 911 funding, because it comes, the county has been pulling from its general fund to fund 911 for the last few years. And because the taxes are not funding it anymore for us. And as I spoke to lots of county judges around the state, cities and counties have come together to fund 911. So that's just a first step in creating, if they're going to help us fund it and operate it with the funds, then I wanted to create a board where they can at least, you know, we can come together and meet, you know, once a quarter, something like that, and let them voice their concerns and
how are those
requests.
Funds pooled again? How are they brought together?
When I became judge in 23, 911 was not funding itself anymore, and the county's general fund was covering that shortfall to make a budget. And being that the 911 was providing a dispatch service for, let's just say, Lakeview, Cotter, Gaspell, Norfolk, because they have police service, they wasn't paying any extra to provide that service. Like the city of Mountain Home has a 24-hour dispatch that sits in 911 building, so they have their own dispatch. Although, as our county has grown and things have gotten busier, county dispatchers, 911 dispatchers help with the city of Mountain Home also. So, and the city of Mountain Home's contributing to this shortfall also.
Understood. Anything else that stood out for you from the meeting last night?
No, it was short and sweet.
I saw 20 minutes on the clock.
That's how I like them. I'm ready to get past our bad weather that's been so hard on our roads. So I knew the road system would be a difficult job as county judge. And nothing makes it more difficult than rain, snow, and freeze.
How many miles we got?
A little over 700.
That's a lot of road.
It is. And as y'all probably saw with Highway 62, which is U.S. highway, the holes that our weather created in a road like that. So you can only imagine what it does to a road that is not built like that road is. It's just, they just fall apart.
Are your crews, now that hopefully, knock on wood, we're out of winter for the most part, you guys transitioning to cleaning all that up, repairing some holes and things like that?
Oh, yes, we're working at it. And, of course, the rain last night, turns it to mud, so it makes it difficult. But there's all kinds of variables to work with when you're trying to build a road or improve a road. So, but we're started and we're coming, and the folks that have a request, just be patient, we'll be there.
Can people call the office with specific
absolutely.
Requests?
Absolutely, they can call my office okay. or the road and bridge office anytime. We have a brand new grader coming; should be here anytime. So we're gonna improve our grading fleet that run out here in Greater Roads. So we're gonna get good equipment so we can take care of our roads.
Sounds like y'all are busy as always.
Yep.
Change of seasons. Appreciate you, Judge.
Thank you.
Appreciate you both. Thank you very much, Judge Kevin Liddy, Baxter County Judge, and Sammy Raycraft.